Good morning. We're continuing Chayot Mechushav, and we're learning Klal Chaf, Simon Tess. We were talking about this concept known as Hagasa, which is stirring the pot, which causing Hagasa has the halacha of Bishul. So the Chayotim said that the Palamegis, how we can have Vashul, and therefore not only is Hagasa a problem, but even removing the food from the pot, using a scoop or a ladle or something of that sort, spooning it out, is going to be considered hagasa and going to be a problem if the food is not fully cooked. But when a person is going to be spooning out from a food which is fully cooked, that's not a problem. So since his intent is not to cook, and it's fully cooked, and all he's doing is just spooning it out. So far so good. That's going to be mutter. Then he adds a caveat. So this right now is talking about a case where you've taken the pot off of the fire, and we're differentiating between the case where the pot is fully cooked and the pot is not fully cooked. A kli rishon continues to be able to cook off of the fire, and the stirring process will help. Even when it's off of the fire, so if it's not fully cooked, one cannot stir or even spoon out. If it's fully cooked, everything is fine. But in a case where it's on the fire, there's a different set of rules. The pot is on the fire, and you're not taking it off. That situation, a person cannot spoon out from the kedera, which is olive ash, even though the food is fully cooked. So the food is fully cooked. What's the problem? We said there's no concept of hagasa, and if there's no problem of hagasa, which is actively stirring it, how much more so there's no problem of spooning and scooping out? He says, no, the Yeshermim, the Havi Megas, a Fila Bishakal Tzarcha, Kimish Adayin Hu Aloesh. There's an opinion which says when the pot is on the fire, even if it's a Bishakal Tzarcha, Hagasa is considered a form of Bishal. And therefore the Chayotim says, and once that's true, that Hagasa is considered a problem, so spooning is going to be a problem as well. This is a chiddush. It's a big discussion in the Peskim whether this hagasa, which is ala ish, if that's a real deraisa, it's fully cooked, and you're saying hagasa is a problem. Is that because it's a deraisa? It's adding some element of bishul. Is it deraisa because since you're doing an action which is normally part of the bishul process, the Torah asked that? Or is it gzeirah d'rabbanan? If a person will be allowed to stir in these circumstances, he'll come to stir even when it's not fully cooked. Then I want to extend it to a situation where it's not stirring, but it's just scooping. We're not even intending to try and do any bishul at all or help the food in some way or other. So is that going to be problematic? So the Chayyadim says even that situation is problematic, and one should be machmer and not to spoon out even if it's fully cooked, while it's al ha'esh. Historically, this was a fascinating question. The original crock pots came as one unit. Nowadays, we have the crock can be removed from the heating element, which is it goes inside. Historically, that wasn't the reality. The first iteration of the crock pots, it was one unit. So there was ash inside. It's fully cooked, and you would want to spoon out the cholent. You would have this problem. So what the person suggested was either that you would put the crock pot on a timer, they would go off by a certain time. And therefore, when you came to then remove it, the fire was no longer there. Once the fire, it's no longer on the fire, Hagasa, when it's fully cooked off of the fire, is not a problem. And for sure, spooning out when it's not on the fire, when it's fully cooked, is not a problem. So that was one solution. Another solution was to take the whole thing, pick it up, and pour it out into some type of a large serving container. So you weren't spooning, you were just pouring the whole thing out. That would mean that you were picking up the base, which was part of it, which was had an element in it. And but since it was all one unit, so even though that part arguably was muksa, the food, which is the same part that made it, the whole thing wasn't considered muksa. And therefore, it would not be a problem to do so. The third approach, the Chazini says, in a makam atzarech, you can be makel that the chumra is only to stir while it's on the fire, but to take to spoon out with a spoon where your intent is not to do hagasa. It was more to even when you do not need to be makri, even when it's on top of the fire, this chumra that we're saying that something is fully cooked, there still is a concept of bishul, doesn't extend to spooning. It only applies to where a person is actively stirring it. So that was the approach of the Chazon Ish, and that he allowed that to be done. We still have more points to clarify here in this Simin Bez Hashem in the next year. We'll talk about the concept, just give a recap about the stirring, spooning rules, and then go on to the concept of Kiruv Bishul in general. And meanwhile, have a good day.